News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Ireland needs to turn its rainfall into a valuable asset and tourist attraction. That's the rather interesting view of our next guest, Jens Toms Iversen, a leading Swedish designer and artist. Jens, how do we turn rain and rainfall into an asset?
Well, thanks, first of all, for calling me Rain Man. That's really great. I appreciate it. That's fun. No, but I think rain has been something that we kind of we lost that opportunity. I think we all, most of us, consider it not as something very funny or good. And once you really start to dig into it and look at it from a creative perspective, you can start seeing all the opportunities that it brings also for us as humans, and also from, of course, a climate perspective, both good and bad. That's what we are doing here in Gothenburg by using art and creative people that work together in teams, so to speak. So that's we kind of tackling it from different angles all the time.
Just give us some practical examples, though. I mean, I know, for example, I know Seattle, where it rains a lot, it's kind of frowned upon to use an umbrella. People say that's kind of almost wimpish to use an umbrella. I mean, are you talking about art installations that involve shelter and so on? Or in a practical way, how do you go about doing things?
We're looking at it in a long-term perspective. How can we get people interested in rain? First of all, something they don't really like. So we're working with art and poets that's done poems on manhole lids, and they are casted in iron and placed in the city. And we work with dancers that have done a modern version of a traditional rain dance. And we work with fashion designers and artists that have done rain art on the street with this special rain color that only comes out when it rains. All these things are not very special and not that new in a sense. But we are really looking at from the city to put it all together and really pushing the city to acknowledge and use the rain. I mean, Gothenburg is the same today as most other cities, no matter if it's a rainy city or not. We still have 99.9% sunny pictures on our website for the city. And because that's we're trying to sell a dream version. But so we are looking at it from a more, okay, this is reality, and how can we use that in a creative way? So those days, if you visit Gothenburg, if it happens to rain, you should also have a great experience, not trying to hide it in a way, but also lifting up the qualities.
I know you're working with Riot Sligo 2021, and there's an online event. Can Sligo be the best town to live in the world when it's raining?
Definitely. Every city can be it. Every city where it rains can do that, can be that. And for us, it's not, it's actually the vision that we have said to be the best city in the world when it rains. It's a bit funny and it kind of cuts through, but it's also quite clear. People understand we actually have a high ambition working with rain. So let's all the rainy cities, let's help each other and just do good things for our cities.
And just finally, I know your neighbours in Finland have a saying that there's no such thing as bad weather, just bad clothing. I mean, do you love when it rains?
No, not always. When you have the good clothes, you can laugh at the rain and enjoy it. But that's not how we humans work. We are very human in that we are, oh shit, it's raining. Oh, now I'm getting wet. And because you don't have that clothes on you at that particular moment. So yeah, it's in one way it's true, but it's also a bit annoying saying because it's not always like that. So we're trying to create dry places and dry paths that are enjoyable no matter the weather.
Okay, we will leave it there. Fascinating stuff. Jens Tom Iversen, thank you indeed for talking to us. Jens will be speaking at Riot Sligo 2021, a forthcoming online conference on reimagining an entire town. Riot Sligo 2021 has been possible due to Sligo County Council and Creative Ireland.